May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our God. Amen. Once upon a time, a man fell in love with his sports car. Actually, I think that should be once upon many times many men fell in love with their sports cars. But in this particular case, this particular man spent more attention on his sports car than he did even to his family. And when the time came to make his funeral arrangements, he asked to be buried in it. Since money wasn't an issue, the man's unusual request was granted. And on a bright, sunny day, a crane lowered the sports car with a deceased man at the wheel into a gigantic grave. And a crowd gathered to witness this strange event. As the car and the corpse slipped out of sight, one bystander said to another, "Now that's really living in style." "Really? Seems more like being buried in style to me." And even that's questionable, because it won't be long before the car is totally rusted. What a waste of a good car. What a waste of life to value your car more than those who love you. About 46% of us think about the meaning and purpose of life very often. We're all seeking fulfillment in life, and sometimes we look for fulfillment and meaning in the wrong places. We're longing for a life that really matters, that's meaningful. St. Augustine said, "Our hearts are restless until they find their rest in God." There's a God-shaped hole in all of us that can only be filled by God's love. Being a parent has given me just a tinsy-wincy appreciation of God's great love for us, unconditional love that longs for us to love him in return and wants the best for us. We love our children unconditionally. We might not always like what they do, but we always love them and we don't want them to come to any harm. We set boundaries and rules, not because we want to restrict their lives, but because we love them and we want them to flourish. At the end of the day, when they become adults, though, we have to let them go and make their own choices, even though they might be the wrong choices. However painful it is for us, we have to just stand back, hands off. They aren't robots, and we cannot force them to do what we deem best. And actually, it's our job to help them to grow up and to be independent, to grow into the people that they were created to be, to reach their full potential. We can only hope that we've made them aware of right and wrong and that they're secure in our love for them. Jesus said this about life: "The thief comes only to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I have come that you may have life and have it to the fullest." Eugene Patterson, who wrote the message, translates the latter part of this verse in this way. Jesus said, "I came so that they could have a better life than they ever dreamed of." What a promise. Jesus warns that there are hirelings, thieves, and robbers who will steal your life away. They'll say, prove yourself, do this or do that. They'll keep you confused and discouraged. They'll entice you to wander in the wilderness without decision or direction. They'll encourage you to do stupid things. They'll attack you when you're wounded and take advantage of your vulnerability. How often have we seen people fall from hero to zero in just the blink of an eye? The media are brilliant at this. The thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. All of us have encountered the intruder. We chase after dreams and follow desires. We graze here and there. The hireling who cares not for the sheep says, go where you want, do what you will, have it your way. You deserve a break today. So we wander without awareness that we're wasting our lives, chasing a dream that all too often we don't seem to ever find or fulfill. The U2 rock band has a hit song entitled I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For. And the lyrics go something like this. I have climbed the highest mountains. I have run through the fields. I have run, I have crawled, I have scaled these city walls. But I still haven't found what I'm looking for. Lyrics that ring true for many, many people, both young and old. We're prone to wander. The prayer of general confession says, we err and stray from God's ways like lost sheep. We follow too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. Many people today are notoriously careless in their living. It's interesting that every children's story has a villain. The three little pigs and Little Red Riding Hood have to deal with the big bad wolf. Cinderella has a mean stepmother and stepsisters. Snow White is tricked by the wicked queen. Luke Skywalker is destined to encounter Darth Vader. Why? Because we're trying to warn our children early that it's dangerous out there. The thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. The lesson of the three pigs is to build your house out of good stuff, for the big bad wolf will come and huff and puff and try to blow your house down. The lesson of Little Red Riding Hood is not to fall in bed with the first wolf you meet. If we chase the wrong dream, it can be disastrous. If we put our trust in the wrong people, we can soon be let down, or even worse, end up in a real mess. How often do we warn our children that they'll have very few friends and many mates or acquaintances? Friends are people who look out for you, who will tell you the truth even if it hurts, because it will prevent you from getting into trouble. Mates, on the other hand, will encourage you to lark about, have a laugh, don't think about the consequences. There's more to life, there's that phrase at last, than money, possessions, larking about, working so hard that we don't have time for anything else. There's more to life. There's Jesus. Jesus is a life giver. Jesus doesn't say, you want too much. He doesn't say, settle for too little. He who caused the blind to see, the lame to walk, the deaf to hear, and raised the dead to life, wants us to live, not merely survive. The life we long for and truly desire is new life in Christ. Christ himself is the door to life. There were two kinds of sheep pens in Jesus' day. There was the communal sheepfold in villages manned by a doorkeeper, where shepherds would leave their sheep overnight when they went home to rest. And the other was a sheepfold that was built in the wilderness. There, the shepherd himself became the door as he laid across the entry to protect the sheep. So there comes the saying, the good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. Jesus offers himself as God's doorway into the life that is truly life. Confidence in him leads us to become his apprentices in eternal living. He is the good shepherd. The psalm that's in the lectionary for today is Psalm 23, and it's a favorite of mine. As a child, whenever I was worried or afraid or frightened, I would recite it in my head. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for he is with me. And these are words that still bring me great comfort and strength today. Jesus calls himself the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd knows his sheep by name. He leads them, they follow. He's promised to receive us, poor and sinful though we be. He has mercy to relieve us, grace to cleanse, and power to free. New life is found in Christ and lived out in community. The word religion comes from a Latin word meaning to bind together. So religion binds people together to deal with life's joys and sorrows. The ties that bind are sacred. Jesus is God's best hope for humanity, and he deserves our hearts, our lives, and our deepest devotion. We can all have new life in Christ. Why not live rather than merely survive? There's more. The events of the next few weeks give us the opportunity to explore and to invite others to explore what Jesus brings to our lives, to step in from the margins into membership, from sidelines into service, and from the circumference into the centre of this community of faith. When all's been said and done, there's just one thing that really matters. Was my life fulfilled? Did I do my best for Christ? Did I live my life for others? Let the living begin. There's more. Jesus. John 10:10.